So, the last human being alive, a man who had died, and a creature who'd evolved from cats, listened to a computer with an IQ of 6,000, who couldn't remember who'd knocked Swansea City out of the 1967 FA Cup, explain what the hell was happening.
"So he's a cat," said Lister for the 14th time.
The cat took a small portable steam iron out of his pocket and started pressing the sleeve of his jacket. Outwardly, at least, he was human in appearance. There was a slight flattening of his face, his ears were a little higher on his head, and two of his gleaming upper teeth hung down longer and sharper than the others, so they peeked, whitely, over his lips whenever he grinned, which he did a lot. If he'd been a human, you would have described him as vain. He didn't have a name. He found it difficult to understand the idea. He was of the unshakable conviction that he was the absolute centre of the entire universe, the reason for its being, and the notion that someone might not know who he was beyond his comprehension.
"What about in relationships?"
"Relationships?"
The cat rolled the word around on his tongue. The cats had learned English from the vast quantity of video discs and training films that were stored in the cargo decks.
"Yeah, you know, between a man-cat and a woman-cat. What do you call each other?"
"Hey, you!"
And so the evening progressed. For the most part, details of the cat's background remained obscure. He found the concept of parents bewildering. He couldn't believe there was ever a time he wasn't born. When he put his mind to it, he did recall two other cats who used to be around, but most of the time they'd avoided each other. One of them, he reckoned, had probably been his mother, because she wouldn't sleep with him. The cat finally tired of the relentless questioning and announced it was time for his main mid-evening snooze. He casually leapt up on top of Rimmer's locker, curled up in the impossibly small space, and fell immediately into a deep and satisfying sleep.
"What are we going to do with him?" Rimmer asked.
Lister sat at the table, thinking. Finally, he looked up.
"He's coming home with us. Back to Earth."
Disappointment filtered through Rimmer's brittle smile.
"You're still going into stasis, then? You're taking him with you?"
"Why not?"
"No reason,"
he thought.
"No reason at all, so long as you don't give two short smegs about Arnold J. Rimmer."
"I don't want to interrupt your little tete-a-tete," said Holly, "but you better come down to the communication suite. We're getting an SOS call."